Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a Frank podcast.
Kia ora and welcome to another episode of Wellington Paranormal, the podcast. I am Karen O'Leary.
And I am Mike Minogue.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you.
I was talking to the people that are listening, yeah, but I know, also so to you.
I. Yeah, yeah. And here we is, isn't it?
Yes, another podcast. And gosh, what are we going to talk about today, Mike?
Well, my understanding is that today is going to be fan questions.
I love a fan and I love a question.
And they pour in. They pour in over the old Twitter. They pour in over the DMs. I'm assuming that's the only place they pour in. Do they pour in anywhere else, Potty Jake?
What about in the mailbox?
Do you get any comments.
YouTube comments?
YouTube comments.
That's a good place to look for them. All right, then. Should we crack into some of these questions? Yep, eh? Oh, actually, what have you been up to? Normally we have a little bit of chit-chat before we get started.
Well, obviously I flew up today from glorious Te Whanganui Aotearoa.
Yes.
It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in the sky.
Right.
But I fall asleep every time I get on a plane, so I didn't see any of it. I just remember being on the plane and then
You really fall asleep every time?
Soon, yeah.
That's so good. I wish I had that power.
Yeah.
That's a superpower.
It's just from having to work up here all the time last year that I can't help it. So I was, but I also, as a Wellingtonian, I was like, oh, it's going to be cold on the plane because I always have those ear things going.
They
so
do.
I had my shirt.
What's your policy there? Do you jump on and you turn those off?
Yeah, I always turn the fan thing off. Yeah, I don't want to get chilly. But I had my T-shirt, a flannelette shirt, a jersey, and my Huff and Puff and Stuff puffer jacket.
Yes, your big yellow bugger.
Yep. Which is so, you can't even fit in the seat. Love it though. But then I obviously fell asleep straight away, and then I woke up and I was scorching hot. The sun was burning my face through the window. And I was like, I am going to pass out. Like, you know. Yeah, and then you try and do that thing where you try and take a jacket off with the person next to you without bongling into them.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tricky, isn't it? I had that. I drove back from, I went to Rotorua yesterday for a show and had a similar thing. I had on my big jacket there, but I needed it to start because it was cold in the morning when I left, you see. It takes about 9 years for the heater to warm up. And then I had to do the thing where you're driving, taking
off
your jacket.
We were in the teeter.
The teeter truck.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's not 100% safe. Would that be right?
I don't think it's 100% safe. I'd say probably about 30%.
You really think that high? Yeah. And then when I drove back last night, because I did all day and then I drove back, got home about 9:30. As I was driving back, the sun was directly setting right in front of the windscreen for the duration. Most of the trip.
You actually just can't see what you're doing.
You can't.
It's very dangerous.
Very little chat about it. I couldn't see much at all. When the sun finally did set, it was sort of, I was coming into Huntley. And as you drive along there, there's the bush on your right and there's the river on your left, the Waikato River. Beautiful. Jeez, it was beautiful.
Yeah, what show are you at?
I was doing a promo for the Hauraki Big Show, the radio show. And we were in Rotorua for Crankworks, which is a mountain biking extravaganza, and BMXing from the looks of it as well. We've been promoting it. We promoted it last year, but we didn't go. We promoted it this year, and I was like, how big can this thing really be? Do you know what I mean? I was like, huge event. Bloody huge. So we went up on the old gondola there.
Yep.
Meant to go on the luge, but ran out of time.
Did you go on a bike?
Didn't do anything, really. Just wandered around.
Surely you should have gone on a mountain bike or a BMX.
I agree. Completely agree.
I used to love my BMX. My Piranha.
Oh, do you have a Piranha?
Yep.
I had a Rough Rider.
My Piranha was so good. I had a red saddle, blue.
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Blue tyres, red handlebars, and those soft bits if you fell off. You know, the spongy bits. An old BMX. If you did a great trick, but then you fell onto the crossbar.
Oh, obviously, probably sure, worse the pads for you. On the crossbar.
But still, can also be bad for a woman. It's not comfortable.
100%.
So it had those cool things and one on the front. I loved that.
My grandmother brought us BMX bikes when we were little-ish, when it started becoming a thing. My brother got a red line. I got a Rough Rider, which felt like a bit of a robbery. But I also just assumed that because it was called Rough Rider, that could rough ride, you know.
Did you rough ride it?
Could ride rougher. And I tried, you know, I did.
Yeah.
You know, you're an idiot. It's called that, so you believe it. But I liked a little bit of BMXing. We had a BMX track in Levin.
Same, and we had one at Cobham Drive.
Yes.
I used to go and watch Dad play cricket, but then go around the BMX track.
Oh, good eating.
Yep.
Yeah. What else? Sorry, where did that come from, that train of thought?
What have you been up to? And I had talked about the plane, and then we talked about BMXs.
How do we get on to BMXs?
Well, we don't know. This is the thing. This is the beauty of our conversation, Mike. It starts from nowhere and goes to somewhere completely different, and we've got no idea how we got there.
I can honestly not remember how we got onto BMXs. Got bought BMXs.
Because of the event you went to.
Because you went to the event.
Oh, of course. Yeah, the event. Yeah.
Thanks, Jake.
Yeah, good on you, Jake. You should have let us spend 20 minutes on that. Nerd. Listening to what we were saying. so that was good. And then drove back. I was not looking forward to that because I had to be here early because, of course, you were coming in today.
Mm.
And so I didn't want to have to drive this morning. But I was like, oh, God, it's going to be a long day, man. But
why? Because I'm here.
No, yesterday. I drove to Rotorua in the morning, then had to drive back in the evening. But I was clicking along pretty good. It's about 8:30, 110 on the old Waikato Expressway there.
Yep.
Thinking, yeah, you beauty. And then I get detoured. I got detoured.
Mm.
Through farmland, probably a 30K detour with a maximum speed of 70 or 80 Ks. I was effing and jeffing, boy. Fuming. And I don't know why I got sent off that bloody fast motorway, but it annoyed me.
Well, did you have to leave the motorway?
Yeah, they had it completely covered off. It certainly wasn't an optional detour. Yeah. But then what I did is I made the mistake, I think, of going, as I got detoured, I jumped on my Google Map.
No, don't do that.
They don't know what they're talking about.
No, they've got no idea. You've got to
follow the signs. There was a point where I got turned off, but the trucks I was behind kept going.
Yeah.
I was like,
they know what they're doing.
This doesn't make sense. Yeah, I was even in Jeffin, but mostly at myself. Because I'd made a terrible error.
Yeah, well, it's a tricky thing. So when I went to pick up my mum, this bought a new pop-up caravan thing, and I went to pick that from Levin, actually.
Ah, beautiful.
Yeah.
I don't know, man, Levin, they love a caravan.
So good at the gypsies.
The gypsy caravan,
not
yeah.
Not spelt like gypsy, and I think you're allowed to still say it because it's spelt differently. Because obviously you're not allowed to say gypsy, generally speaking. You can say travelling people.
Travelling human, yeah.
Yeah, but
I don't know. I think gypsy's out, but in Levin it's still in.
Well, but they spell gypsy with an I rather than a Y, the company.
Yeah, I think it's the same thing, though, isn't it? I mean, you could, for example, there's another word that people say where they adjust the spelling.
Like what?
What's the word? One of the word, the N word. That word has an ER at one A. You can't get away with saying either of those.
Well,
nor would you try.
Certainly we couldn't, and we wouldn't want to either. Wouldn't. No.
So I think maybe you're not allowed to, but I just think it hasn't caught on in Levin there. They've been around since before I was born in Levin.
Yeah, well, I've got a caravan from there, 1978 caravan, and now Mum's got this lovely pop-up thing. But all I was saying was that there was a massive roadworks, and I also got detoured, and I was like, no, surely I can get back a quicker way. And luckily the lovely woman that lived at Waitereere Beach, she knew a shortcut. So I went the shortcut, saved me heaps of time.
Excellent. You have someone in the car.
I love my story by yawning.
So. Oh, I've got a case of the yawns. So I don't know what's happening.
It's okay.
Yeah. That's pretty good. All right. Well, should we crack into these fan questions, eh?
Yeah.
I'm excited about this.
So am I.
And we're going to answer them all whether we like it or not.
Yep.
That's a rule. All right, off you go. You want to read this one?
Yes. I hope this is the right place to send a question. This one's
not.
It is.
I want to be clear about that.
This one's for Karen and Mike. That's or anyone, us. Really.
Oh, Jake, you can answer this one.
Being such a fan of Wellington Paranormal and New Zealand in general, I'm keen to visit your beautiful country.
County.
Other than the gateway to the underworld, a.k.a. the Bucket Fountain on Cuba Street, what other filming locations would you recommend to a tourist? Thanks in advance for considering this question and for making such great programming. I'm watching the podcast on YouTube and it's a delight. Keep up the great work.
Well, that's nice.
That is, who is that?
Do we find it? That's Jamie.
Jamie, look, I'm looking at you now on YouTube and Mike's doing the same thing.
Jamie Rogers, yeah.
He's not actually.
Well, I don't want to put that person in a basket or a bucket and say that that's a man because it's quite dark lighting and I'm far away from the screen.
Well, we don't know what gender that it is. They might be non-binary. Who knows?
They might be. And that's right. So I just want to. I don't want to.
We know that they're called Jamie. Someone. They're called Jamie. So Jamie, to you, you want to know some other places to go in Wellington? And gosh,
what would you say?
Massey Memorial.
Massey Memorial. Okay. Well, straight away, I don't know where that is or what we shot.
No, I didn't shoot anything there. I just love it. I used to go there as a kid.
Oh, okay. Just general sightseeing. Okay.
Oh, well, filming location. Sorry, yeah, my mistake. Sorry, Jamie.
Yeah. I would go. Let's go season one. Okay. So you got Cuba Mall. That's already been mentioned.
Yep.
What else do we do in that one? I wouldn't bother going out to that playground in Upper Hutt. That's in Demon Girl.
Actually, if you've got children, though.
Yeah, probably something a little bit more central available to you.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I wouldn't drive out there for that.
But I think that park is actually a really good park.
Oh, yeah. If you're a local, go there. But if you're coming from another country, I would say.
Avalon Park is it like
prioritise.
Yeah, I'd go to Avalon Park.
Would you?
Yep.
Okay, so if you went to, let's say, Los Angeles,
yes,
you would do a special drive out to go to that playground?
Avalon Park, that'd be miles from LA. That's too far. I'd never make it there. I'm going to just go all the seasons.
Okay.
So,
I'm going to say,
you've got to say it.
You've got to say cable car, which is the Mount Vic Hooters.
Yep.
You've got
the Botanical Gardens is also in that episode.
I would say yes, Botanical Gardens. I would say Mount Victoria for Mobots. Is that what we called it?
Yes.
I would say out at Pencarrow for the Tunnyfar episode. I would say when we had that bird episode and
Brooklyn Wind Turbine.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, that's beautiful up there.
How good's that? Did we go to any pubs?
Yes, we did. We went to the Bristol on Cuba Mall.
Ah, yes.
Yep.
Yes, we did.
So I'd go there, and that's been around since I was a young person in Wellington, so it's stood the test of time.
What's the name of that Screamers joint?
Fear Factory. Yep. That's over the road from the Bristol. Yeah, still there.
Courtney Street, that's still there.
Courtney Street,
we call it now. Courtney Street.
You can go to Courtney Place.
Oriental Bay for Tunnyfar as well.
Go and hang out on the beach that they brought all the sand up from Nelson because they couldn't. We didn't have any nice sand in Wellington.
And continue to put it on boats as it ebbs away. Yeah. Yep, but it's worth it. Refreshing bastard, that is.
Yeah.
Drive along
the motorway.
Drive along the motorway. Yeah, that'll see you good for a day.
Or you could, or if you come at the right time, you could go into the Wrights Hill tunnels. That were built in for the war.
Fatberg. Fatberg, yeah, that's a goodie.
Yeah, but they're only open twice a year, so you'd have to time that pretty well.
It sounds like an episode.
It's like Anzac weekend.
It's an Anzac treat.
Yeah. I do.
They put a lot of work into that, man. It's pretty cool.
I go every time.
You go every time?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
I lived there for 16 years. I didn't even know about it.
Oh, I took Melvin there last time, and he got to fire a gun.
Did he?
Yeah. Not that I really appreciate gun violence, but.
What was he shooting? Just a bird or something?
No, he just shot a blank.
Oh, a blank?
Yeah. Well, he's not going to shoot. Is it?
No, he's not. And nor should he. All right. What else have we got? And thanks very much for that.
Yeah, thanks, Jamie.
This person's name is Tom, a.k.a. Matthews. Hi, Karen and Mike. Your podcast is doing great, and it has the same amazing feel of the series because of you two. The question I have is, where there any parts of the show that didn't go well or that you were not happy with how it turned out? Love the show and your friendship. Thanks, Tom. Great question.
Oh, yes. I think there's probably a couple of times when you and I potentially found things a bit challenging.
Should we I'm wondering if we should leave it for the episode. We had that, the one time you and I had a falling out. Should we save that for the episode?
Yeah, and there's then there's
still makes me very sad. Then, but a happy
I
ending.
Know. Yeah. We got well, I didn't give end. You that. But yeah, but there's two and there was the other time as well.
Oh, I was there.
Yeah.
I can only remember one. Any parts of the show that didn't go well? I love that that's your question.
I guess, do you think Tom means like what made it to the actual end product of the show?
Didn't
or
go
like,
well, or that you were not like, with happy with how it turned out?
I mean, I feel like I need more information from Tom. Like,
yeah.
Is he wanting to know? Like,
I mean, I think we've sort of talked about things before. Like there was the warehouse one where we're apparently standing by while a domestic dispute is going on. Things
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Which,
that's the only, but that's the only major
no,
thing.
I agree. Yeah, so by and large, no, we were just amazed and happy to be involved.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think so.
And if you had a cheer, you were happy.
If I needed a cheer.
Yeah.
That was, yeah, there was occasions but where I didn't get a cheer, but that's not really on screen stuff.
No.
And sometimes I'd lose my water bottle. Or actually, to Wairangi would.
And I would never have a water bottle because I didn't have one.
Didn't drink water or coffee. Nah, yeah, so that's about it. I can't think of anything like that.
No, like, fight scene or, like, stunt that just didn't look as good as you thought it was.
Okay, well, there was, good point, Potty Jake. There was one, this is more a funny story, which you're going to hear again when we do the episode, but in the episode The Coolanine, that's about, in the last season, that's about a possessed set of breakdancing gears. The jacket and the pants both make the wearer a great dancer. And so the climax of it was O'Leary and I end up wearing these items and they make us great dancers. So we spent probably, it was a night shoot in Newtown, and we spent a good amount of time.
They even got us like a dance coach.
We had a dance coach, and it was it was particularly difficult because it was a locked off shot, which means the camera's not moving, and it was just me as an individual dancing for a period of time while Jermaine was giving direction, and then Karen having to do the same thing, and then Marker having to do the same thing, but at a later date. So he was obscured, in fact, by a car, I think, if I remember.
Yeah, but also I don't think you and I ever enjoy not being on camera together.
No,
I think
but
we both lose a bit of ourselves.
Look, I can tell you 100%. There is no worse thing in the world to me than the idea of dancing and everybody's looking at me, particularly when I'm the only one dancing.
Yeah.
Particularly when I've got to dance and take on the style
of an
era. And then also when I'm wearing really, really heavy police boots. And I was wearing the pants, if I remember, which made me great dancer downstairs. And you were wearing the jacket.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I would have been more comfortable with the jacket. And the direction I was getting from Jermaine was just try harder, essentially. And my point to him was that I was trying as hard as I could because I wanted it to be over because I was dying of embarrassment.
Mm.
Really didn't enjoy it. Then you had to go through exactly the same thing. Horrendous. And then when we watched the final episode, all of that was not in the episode because our dancing was so shit. Also, the only person that they could include was Marker, who can dance.
Who's amazing, yeah. But also, whatever happened to the Macarena?
Oh, was that in there?
No, it wasn't in there.
No, I'm saying, did we do it?
Yeah, we did that.
Who?
Me.
Just you.
You were there.
Where were we?
In the studio. And Eilish had to be my double because it was in you and someone. Wasn't Jermaine your double?
Got no idea.
Remember we were doing the Macarena in that like lit up
room?
Yeah,
I don't really. Is that with the green screen and there was also the guys that were the ghosts were in there as well and they were up on harnesses?
No, they weren't there. No, not okay. there. It was in Avalon.
For that episode?
The 90s episode, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Can't remember it.
Ah, it was so good. And then, yeah, and then they chose.
The Macarena was good? Oh, I do remember.
Yeah, and we were doing that. And then it was like going to be all like a funny thing of our hands all going like that.
That's right.
And so they got Eilish to play my hands, and I think Jermaine played your hands, and then but they didn't use it.
I don't know. Don't know.
I'd love to
send us
that.
In a question. Okay. I'll tell you. Don't know. No idea. Oh, hell. We've got another question here. It's from Duckerville. You want to read that one, O'Leza?
Yep. Hi. During the WP theme song, I feel there's some creepy afterlife type words being spoken. I've heard it over and over again, but can't get them. Are they real words? And if so, what are they saying? Thanks.
Yep.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good question. I've never noticed that, so I can't answer it. I can imagine that Jermaine would bug around with things like that, but yeah, we can put that on the list of things that we should ask Jermaine.
Yeah, well, yeah, add it to the list.
Yeah.
So, sorry, we can't help you with that.
Yeah, resend that question when we interview him again.
Yeah.
Because we won't put it on a list. I know that much about us. Madeline.
Fool.
Madeline, fool.
People.
My name is Madeline, fool. Hello, Wellington Paranormal Podcast team. I want to send a message to say thank you so much for this podcast. I've listened to it all through twice already. Been having a really tough time, and this podcast has gotten me through some big lows. It's been wonderful to have Mike and Karen there with me like two friends for when I felt incredibly alone. Thank you so much. The chemistry between you two is so wonderful to listen to. Can't wait to celebrate the 100th episode. Yours faithfully, Madeline. Well, that's just bloody beautiful,
isn't
Madeline.
That? Yeah.
Isn't that nice?
That's a very kind thing, and I think it's fantastic.
I don't think you have to be ours faithfully, because you say yours faithfully. I think you could be friendlier than that. That's formal.
Yeah, you could be like, your old mate,
yeah,
Madeline.
Yeah, your old mate, Madeline Peafool. Madeline. Madeline,
I wonder,
Fool.
Where do we think Madeline lives?
It's got an American vibe to me.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. Can you get back to us, Madeline, and let us know where you're from? Unless you can sort of go through. Oh, you haven't got that up though, Jake. Yeah, I think that's really nice. And this is the thing, isn't it, about it, is you don't know the effect that you're having. We just sit here and talk shit and then forget about it.
So I don't forget about it.
Oh, no, you've got no memory for this kind of stuff. You hate it. But, yeah, and it's always been the way, hasn't it, with this show. Well, not with this show, but with Wellington Paranormal.
The actual show.
Oh, I've just had an email from Madeline. Paul Yates.
Oh, what's he saying?
Should we read it? How about this?
This is live.
Now, Madeline, I don't want you to feel like we're just brushing you aside.
Certainly not, Madeline. No.
Not at all. Let's see.
He is.
This is like
I'm not.
Breaking news. Isn't it? Ignore breaking him. News. I'm just going into the right.
He takes ages on the computer anyway, so I can still talk to you, Madeline. So, look, I hope you're having a lovely time, maybe in America, maybe somewhere else, but we'd love to know where you are. And, you know, if there's anything else we can do that would cheer you up, if you're feeling down, or even just to make you happier if you're already happy, then let us know, because we're on board for that. Do you like cricket? Madeline?
Great. Okay, here we go. A little bit of an update here for you, but he's just listened to the episode of his podcast. Okay.
Yep.
He was glad he wasn't shit. In fact, why don't I speak in his voice?
Okay.
Hilariously, if I'd known you, now you decide. Hilariously, if I'd known you talked in your preamble about the Tangiwai disaster and the obligatory tele feature it spawned, I could have told you not only that the New Zealand cricket team weren't directly affected, but that Bob Blair, who was a bowler touring with the team in South Africa, lost his fiancée in the disaster and was played by Rose McGowan in the film. I could have also told you that the guy with the torch that tried to stop the train that you mentioned, Karen,
yes,
was played by Paul Yates in the film.
What?
I waved that torch like a motherfucker.
He was the torch guy.
He was the torch guy. How about that?
What are the chances of that?
Fairly slim. But you went to know. Classic small New Zealand film industry story. Everyone's been in everything. Anyway, he's going to be up in Auckland shortly for a potential another yarn on here. And he's also meeting Jermaine for lunch today to talk about whether he's still keen on doing more Wellington Paranormal. Breaking news.
bum, bum, bum.
There's news that they're talking about whether there's going to be any news. And there might be news one way or the other.
There'd better be news. Come on, everyone wants the news.
How happy is that making Madeline?
Yeah, Madeline. She it's peaceful.
Yeah, I know, but it's quite good if the pee's silent. Then it's just Madeline, fool. It's like Pfizer, you know, the drug company.
Yeah, I know Pfizer. Yeah.
Look, we're bloody happy about that and we're looking forward to getting to 100. This episode, as we record it now.
23.
We're clipping along, aren't we? A quarter of the way there almost, O'Leary.
Yeah, well, right? I just appreciate anyone that bothers to listen to it. And I know that, Eilish, that's you mostly.
Yeah.
I love you.
Yeah, bloody beautiful. I love you too, Madeline. But. On that note, Eilish, you want to be careful about Karen. She's going around telling people that sending messages that she loves them.
I said, I love you, Eilish.
Eventually. All right.
Just a bit of fan art.
Oh, got a bit of fan art. Now, you're not going to be able to appreciate this if you're listening to this in audio form, are you?
No.
So we'll fly by this one pretty quick.
Yeah. So what we've got here is a small fan art. I just drew a small question to follow.
Oh, there is a question. I take it back.
The fan art is obviously someone's drawn a beautiful tree, and at the top of the tree, guess what's there? Something of a bovine nature. It's definitely a cow. And then the question below is it normal?
Is it normal? Yeah.
And I quite enjoyed this chat in the briefing room.
Oh, yeah. What was that one?
That one about, it was like, but is it normal? I was like, yeah, but is it paranormal?
Oh, yes.
Like, yeah, but is it normal?
But is it? Yes.
It's like, well, no, we know it's not normal, but is it, yeah, paranormal?
And I think it is normal in the case of Wellington Paranormal. Next, thank you for art. Really appreciate fan art. See, how good would that look on a T-shirt?
I'd have that on a T-shirt.
Wouldn't you, though?
Yeah.
Is it normal down the bottom there? And that's all you have, a cow and a tree. Is it normal? No reference to Wellington
that's
Paranormal
perfect.
Whatsoever.
Yeah.
It's bloody good. We're going to get into this stuff down the track.
Can we ask, what's their name? That's a long name, isn't it? How do you say that?
Let's just call them 94.
It's HMS Indefatigable 94.
Nice. Next. Oh, we've had Kaiju Curry House before.
Oh, yeah, from England.
Yeah, in the UK, isn't it? Hello, officers. It's Paul from Kaiju Curry House. Have you been approached about attending conventions in the UK? Would love to get a photo with you both. $100. 100 quid.
Well, also, Paul, like, to be honest, are you saying you want someone else to bring us over to the UK for a convention and then we just come and see you for a photo?
Yeah.
Is that what's happening?
It feels like
would we get a free curry out of it?
It feels like he would be coming to the convention. The short answer is yes, we have been approached, and look, yes, we've attended, haven't we?
She's just taken some clothes off. So this is
my turn to talk while Karen's distracted. But we came over for the Sheffield Horror Festival. Oh, Carrie's, yeah, that's right. Celluloid screams.
I've got the T-shirt on. That's what I took my shirt off.
I don't know if I got a T-shirt.
Yeah, well, this glows in the dark. It's very scary.
Yeah. It's a good T-shirt.
Yeah.
I'd wear that. But I wasn't given one, was I?
I think I paid for one. I think I bought one from the next year.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sheffield Scream. So we came over for that after, I think, the first season of Wellington Paranormal, wasn't it? And went to Sheffield, and we spent, I think, 2 or 3 days in London and about a month in Sheffield.
It was actually 2 days, but...
Was it 2 days London?
No, 2 days in Sheffield.
No, it was longer than that.
No, because we were only there in entirety for a week.
Yes.
Where did we stay in Sheffield?
There was a motor and a hotel-y sort of joint. They had a bar, I remember that, with gin, big gins they had, which was just around the corner from the theatre.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, we've been, but we'd love to come back for a famous UK curry.
Is this my turn?
Yeah.
As the show became more popular.
Guy asked this one a while ago.
What?
The question.
That's okay. We'll still answer it.
Yeah, I know. We will.
As the show became more popular.
That's the beauty of questions, Karen. They don't go off.
Yeah. As the show became more popular, were there challenges with crowds when filming scenes on location? Great question.
Great question there from Science Stan and Sports Fan.
Not really.
The Kafaya Kid. There were more and more people.
There
around.
Was more. Yeah, by season four.
Yeah. I feel like the main issue that we had was when we were shooting in Wellington City.
And Jermaine was there.
Cuba or Courtney Place. It was just the presence of drunk people.
Yeah.
Which is always a problem with anything. But it was never difficult.
Most people were lovely and friendly and just were like,
That's right. And the other people were just pissed, so they weren't in their right minds. But I don't remember anything particularly. Oh, I do remember one thing, actually. I do.
What do you remember?
I remember some road rage around some parking. And, oh, that was a good one, man. There was a guy, because we had control of the streets, right? So you get road management.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And in one of the seasons, somebody came up to the stoppage and was really furious about being stopped and thought that the rule shouldn't apply to them. So I've been asked to wait for about 60 seconds, I think, and really nutted off. And somebody, who I don't think was on the crew, took exception to something this person said and smashed them in the face. And can I just say the person entirely, I'm not about violence at all, but this person deserved it. And so, yeah, there were ongoing issues, but it gave me – I think about that guy on occasion, and I think, I bet he's become nicer as a person.
I doubt that very much, unfortunately.
Well, I think there's a thing. This is a theory, right, that as we've gotten on, you know, you're not allowed to punch anybody in the face anymore. And as a result, people behave in a manner where they know they're not going to get punched in the face. So they just do whatever they want. But then once they get punched in the face – the next time they go to act like that, they think, you know what, I might get punched in the face here. I might just shut up. And I think that's a good thing for society in general. Who would have played your brother Adam if we ever got to meet him?
Surely Adam. Or Cohen Holloway, I think.
Oh, that's right. I think, yeah, but he's in the world.
I know, which is a shame because he would be perfect.
He would be. Somebody else suggested somebody. Adam Driver?
Oliver Driver?
No.
What about Oliver Driver?
That'd be quite good as well.
Yeah.
Michael
Galvin?
I think somebody that you're totally not expecting, right? Because you would go with somebody, you know, who almost looks exactly
Art
like me
Green.
In some way.
What about Art
somebody.
Green?
Yeah.
From The Bachelor?
Yeah.
He's a good-looking man like yourself? You guys be related?
I think he's got me beat there, old Art.
Not in my books.
Thanks, mate.
What has been your favourite episode and favourite line or joke so far? Gosh, that's it. Tender as hell was asking that. And very hard to pick favourites when you've been having such a joyful time the whole time.
Yeah.
But I think I really enjoyed doing the Fatberg. And I really enjoyed the writing in that. I thought Mel Braswell did a great job. And
I'm looking forward to get, because I don't think I've seen these. I think I've only seen them once.
Yeah.
But so I'm looking forward to getting to the point where I have seen all of those
and I think,
later
seasons. And working with Tanya Heckey, she's amazing. So I felt that was really good.
Did you know her before?
Haven't met her before, but I knew of who she was.
Right.
Yeah.
Who was she?
She's a well-known New Zealand amazing actor.
She was very funny.
Yeah. Very funny.
Very
funny. She was very good in Cousins.
Ah.
Yeah.
Righto.
And I think one of my favourite lines is, well, one of my favourite little bits is when we were in the Uber and you mansplained to me what mansplaining is.
That was good.
Yeah.
I'd written that for another TV show.
Yeah.
And, but it was perfect for.
Yeah.
It was perfect. Yeah, mansplaining is a pretty special, special place to be. And then the guy that we're in the scene with, the Uber driver, then took up.
It was really, yeah, I know.
Well.
It was great.
Yeah, it was really good. you can read this one. This
okay. This is from Vegas Jason, Jason hockey fan. In the episode where Parker becomes invisible, he reappears later on naked. Is the ass Parker's ass, a stunt ass, or O'Leary's ass?
Good questions. All good questions. Stunt ass.
My question for you, Vegas Jason, is why would it be my ass?
That's a good question.
Like, how? Why would it? Why would? Why wouldn't it be your ass?
Mine.
Yeah. Because you were in there as well.
Quite hard to spell, so it could just be simply a case of that.
I've got an apostrophe. That's quite hard to remember.
Yeah, true. All Leary.
But we can actually answer this question definitively because we know which bum was in there.
Yeah.
It was Tom Sainsbury's bum.
It was Sainsbury's ass.
Yeah.
I think he was doing a bit of surprise nudity in that. Was he? For Marker, I vaguely remember Marker being a bit stunned by how much.
Yeah, I don't think he knew.
How much has been revealed.
Yeah.
All right, that's the end of the podcast. Another incredible fan question episode there. Keep on sending your questions in to us either via X to myself, Mr. Mike Minogue, or to the Wellington Paranormal Instagram page. I think it's probably the best way to go. And what else? What else? What else? What do you got coming up? We don't know because it's not released.
Oh, we don't know yet.
We don't know.
Heaps of stuff. Heaps of stuff.
So much stuff. And this podcast is recorded at Frank Studios in Ponsonby, Tamaki Makaurau. If you would like to rent the studio, you can by getting in touch with us over the email at mike@frankmanagement.nz. Wellington Paranormal, the podcast, is also brought to you by B2B Speakers, the corporate speakers company that brings the guests you hear on the hugely popular New Zealand podcast Between Two Beers to your event as an MC or speaker. You can choose from well-known champions like Kieran Reid. You've met him?
No. Yes, I did at the Blacklash.
There you go. Raylene Castle, Lee Hart, Hayley Holt, and...
Met her.
Minogue, I'm on it.
I met you.
I've heard a rumour that Karen O'Leary is going to be on it. Is that true?
I've met her.
Yeah.
She's amazing.
There's also low-key legends like Dave Wood, Dave Latelli, Mia Motu, and Chelsea Lane, and a whole lot more. If you're keen to be blown away by any, if you've been blown away by any of the stories you've heard on that podcast, you can now share that inspiration with those you work with, or you might just want a funny bastard for your awards night. No matter what you need, B2B can help you out, and they're adding new guests every week. Really excited about this, so come and check them out at b2bspeakers.co.nz. Choice. Our composers, Monica.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Jermaine.
Paul Yates. Oh, and Jermaine. Oh, God.
Clement, Paul Yates.
Thank you so much for letting us do this. You can follow Karen O'Leary at Karen O'Leary NZ on Instagram. You can follow me at Mr. Mike Minogue, and you can follow my radio show, Hodaki Big Show, both on Insta. You can follow Wellington Paranormal on Instagram at Wellington Paranormal Podcast, and also on TikTok at Wellington Paranormal Pod and YouTube at Wellington Paranormal, the podcast. Please give us a 5-star rating wherever you can on the platform where you listen, or leave us a review and it might get read out on the podcast like this one here.
When we asked for haikus, someone delivered, and this is the haiku that we've got as part of a review. It's a review haiku and it goes like this. This podcast is great. You should listen to it all. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, I see what they've done.
575.
I think this podcast is great. You should listen to it all. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
That's gone from being quite average to being really good.
Yeah, yeah.
I really like that one. Well done. Yeah. Yeah, it's great. And that is from the United States of America. Wow. Yeah,
the whole country sent us that haiku.
Cheers, man. I'm pretty happy with that. And that's
The tune will come.
The tune will come. Bloody good. How good? Well, that's a high standard of haiku. I don't imagine we'll reach and beach that one anytime soon. But
beach it.
Reach and beach. Yeah, it's just a saying that I made up. Everybody's saying it now. We'll find out on a future episode of Wellington Paranormal.
Send us more haikus. We want them.
Yeah.
We need them.
Yeah. I missed an opportunity there.
Yeah.
Frank Podcast.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.